Hi, I'm Cody Delmar, and welcome to Jackass. Say, this is the GGCXF 2015 Fantasy Football Champion, and you're listening to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. Hit that shit, baby.
What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 11, episode 11. I'm your host, Cope Squiz, and today I'm joined by Mr. I'm a Grower, Not a Shower, a.k.a. Lil Smokey. What up, Dre?
Cope Squiz, it is a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate you having me on. And it's not the size that matters, it's how you use it, is what they always say, right? So...
That's true, man.
I'm just excited to be here, and I'm ready to talk some shit about the goons.
Yes, sir. Hey, for real, super excited to have you on. I'm gonna be completely honest. I was surprised I have not had you on already. So
I was a little offended that it took you this long to ask me, but that's all right. We'll go ahead and move on, and what we can say about. You know, other people that were on the podcast talking about Luis last week, that fool, I thought he did a damn good job. So I got some big shoes to fill this week, and, you know, we'll see if we can do that, hopefully.
I agree. I love that every person that goes on the podcast, they add a little bit something new each week. So excited for what you to bring, baby. Hey, but since you know we're league-friendly pod, let's get right into everyone's favorite teams. Who do we got first?
Ooh, it's good stuff right here. Well, let's start off with old J Squiz and those Giants. And, you know, I got to say it, and I love to say it, but those Eagles got that ass whooped real quick, and old Danny Dimes is running up and down the field on y'all's ass. So,
again,
I will, you know, enjoy it this week, and you know, we can say that the Cowboys didn't lose, fortunately, on a bye, so I'll take it.
That's true. Luis's Colts, back on a roll. They win by 17 against the Titans. I'll be honest, was not expecting this big of a win, especially against the Titans. Just a few weeks ago, they were undefeated, and now they've lost two in the last three.
Yeah, I think the Colts look really good, actually. I think, aside from old Noodle Arm, you know, he's doing what he's got to do to get the ball where it needs to be, but their defense looks solid. Luis, you know, obviously has something to be happy about there, but talking about being on a roll, Burt's Steelers are rolling still. They freaking wrecked the Bengals and slopped them around, and now they're 9-0, so they're looking pretty solid.
Yeah, I think the Steelers will go far as long as Big Ben stays healthy. I know he kind of just chills in the pocket now just because those old-ass legs don't work as well as they used to. But D-Ball Saints, they win 27-13 against the – I believe it was the Niners. I actually didn't write it down, but I think it was the Niners. It wasn't even much of a game. But at the loss of Drew Brees, RIP.
Yeah, it sucks to see that, especially with, you know, the way they've been playing, really. But, you know, on the bright side, Dips Packers kind of squeaked out a win again against the Jags. My boy A-Rod is doing his thing, and, you know, hopefully he can keep putting up points for me. But, you know, Dip, I'm sure, is happy with a win there.
Oh, I'm sure he is too. And last but not least, I know they had a bye, but we'll mention them just because we're nice and everything. But the Cowgirls get a free week off, and I think Andy Dalton's coming back. Are you excited about that?
Oh, man, I can't wait. He's going to take us to the promised land.
Hey, I mean, I've seen a backup quarterback do it, so
yeah, just saying. Shit.
He's in a little bit better situation.
And I think for the first time in history, the Jets were the first team to lose on a bye week. In other news.
I fully believe that. I fully believe that. Sad, but pretty accurate. All right, let's talk about the Week 10 fantasy recap. Who do we got first?
First up, we got Cobes and Noah. And it looks like Cobes finally got that revenge from that Pinewood Derby.
Yes, sir.
Tracked him down and spanked that ass. 111 to 101. So he finally got that revenge. I mean, I wouldn't say it was a real ass spanking. It was actually kind of a little minor league game. But, in the end, your team came out on top. So
Yeah,
enjoy.
it was at least a double A game. But yeah, the entire week it was a weird week where like nobody was scoring. I think the high point this week
It
was
really was,
like
yeah.
130 something, which is unheard of. We have teams that lose at 135 each week, but this week was just a super weird low scoring week. Obviously the Chiefs were on a bye, so that may be the reason. And the Cowgirls, since they score so much points. Anyways, talking about the Cowgirls, Vic and Dre. Dre, man, tried using Vic's strategy of switching your team name, your logo, the picture, the whole shebang, and did not work, man. You left Nyheim Hines, which is understandable, on your bench, which definitely would have got you the win. And let's be real, would have made Victor stop doing what he's doing, because I want to say he's won four straight now ever since he's done that. He it's
Now
working.
everybody's plagued with Victor's continual use of his stupid little games, but I can sit here and bitch about this for at least an hour, and I will. So everybody, listen to me bitch about this.
It's
No, I'm just
true.
kidding. I just knew it was over when DeAndre Hopkins caught that ball. I was like, there's no
Right.
fucking way this dude is not gonna lose this. And then freaking. I sit through the fucking Bears game and just watched Adam Thielen's ass get that freaking catch. Don't get me started, all right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Burt versus Pat. That was actually a close game. Burt, his QB puts up a fat whopping 7 points, and that's because he had his RB1, Josh Jacobs, put 29 points up, and Burt kind of ends up squeaking it out still. So, that is what it is. Burt got the dub.
Hey, I'm sure he'll take it, especially with him on the fringe of the playoffs. And I think the playoffs are going to be pretty damn close.
Yeah, I mean, just getting in there is going to be really. I was looking at it earlier, and it's just. Yeah, I mean, everybody, it's a really tight race right now. There's people that have to straight win out right now, just even. Come close throughout the rest of the season, so we'll see how that stacks out.
Yep, we had Vic. We all thought we were going to see some Puerto Rican ass cheeks start
Really
clapping, and
did.
he is climbing the board. He has went from last place to ninth place. He's moving up with four straight wins after going 0-6. Yeah, it's pretty crazy because he's in ninth place, and sixth place currently is 6-4, so he's definitely reachable. He ain't out of this yet. All right, moving on. Dip and JT, the Wop Daddy game of the week. And looks like our former champ is going to make those ass cheeks clap real nice. Dip, you end up losing to JT 128 to 127. Like, I could bring up the actual points, but I'll spare you because, man, this was a close ass game of. Came down to what, Monday Night Football, and it was linebackers you guys were relying on, which is blows my mind.
And they both showed out too,
did it.
actually. Both of their linebackers showed up, and yeah, Roquan just came in clutch for JT at the last minute. Freaking, yep, must be nice when your linebacker actually gives you enough to get the win.
Yep. Yeah. Dip's linebacker gave him 10 points, and he lost. And he was up by like 13 and change or whatever it was. Man,
The man is cursed.
I mean, let's be real. We're all ready to see that hairy ass.
We are, and we are hopefully, I'm even more excited about some of the, little techniques that Ryan's going to pull off to try and get some good angles there. So we'll see how that turns out. But moving on, looks like our next matchup, our recap was JC versus the Lobodope. And JC was the one we were talking about that got the high point, that 135. So out of these low ass scoring week, mixed running backs combined 7 points together.
Yikes.
Not too impressive. Some of us, had some pretty bad running backs
Yeah.
this week as well, but
Didn't he trade a really good quarterback? I think his name's Patrick Mahomes for one of those running backs.
think so. I think he might have done that. So poor guy. He loses 101 to 135.
Man. Gift that keeps giving, Mikaru. Next up, we got Keet versus D. Keet's team finally is kind of turning its corner. He's in the playoff run as well, sitting in, I believe, in eighth place. Keet gets the win, 129 to 97. D doesn't score over 100 points again. Hopefully, we haven't talked about it in a few weeks, but hopefully this ain't D's last year.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think, I hope it won't be. I don't think it will. I don't think he was looking forward to whopping it, but it looks like he's way in the clear on that. So hopefully maybe we just won't bring it up and it'll blow over and he will be with us next year.
We can hope.
Yeah. So last but not least, the showdown of the top two teams. Everybody was excited to see this team's go toe to toe, blow for blow, the heavyweight matchup. They were going to just put up points like no other scene. And they came in with a whopping 114 to 111. Yeah. The lowest scoring week for both of them all season, which I can't talk shit because they have been freaking killing it. So it's just hilarious how the matchups work out with fantasy sometimes. But D balls finally gives Luis that fat L, and we still have yet to see an undefeated season of a regular season team within our history. So we'll keep waiting to see if that ever happens one of these days. But doesn't really change the standings too much. Luis is still up top, and D balls is still right there with him. But it was a valiant effort, and I know Dustin needed that win, so we'll see what that does for him in the long run.
Luis last week off air, him and I were talking about it. He wanted to lose. He was like, "This, I need to at least lose one, so it's
Bring
not
him back down
everyone's
to
gunning
earth.
for him," and which is understandable. Like when you're in first, everyone's looking at you, and you don't want to ever like be the what was it, the 2012 Patriots or whatever it was, where they went undefeated and then got to the championship and lost. Nobody wants that feeling, but he did get his loss. I'm hoping to give him his second loss this week, but I think he has people out of his lineup, and I'm only projected to beat him by like a few points. So, needless to say, I probably lose.
He's got some key players on bye, I think, but I have to look back
I
at
don't know
it.
about key players. I'd say he has a few players on bye. Actually, he has no one on bye except his tight end. Oh, he's tight end and linebacker, but he will have plenty of people to put in his spot. But
Sorry, bud.
yeah, pray for me.
Let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor.
In San Andreas, we recycle everything.
everything, including the tired old adage that we're going to pull ourselves out of this financial shithole. But you can pull yourself out of your financial situation by donating your car to an unspecified, ambiguous charity. It's shipped to China to be disassembled by children who go blind from mercury exposure, while you get a healthy tax write-off. We rip off charities while you rip off Uncle Sam by massively overvaluing that rust bucket in your tax returns. And everyone's the winner. Donate your car today.
This is Andre Hardwin, and I fully endorse this product. Trust me, this is something that you cannot live without. You need to try it yourself right now.
Noise. All right, next step, we're going to talk about all kinds of trades from in the NFL, in the league, and in our league trade block in Trade Galore.
All right, let's talk about the trades that happened this week. What do we got up first?
Looks like we had one trade happen, and that was JT and Cobes. Cobes, looking like he swindled another one here. Got Mike Davis for CeeDee Lamb. And that is working out in his favor. So I will say, looks like that was a good trade for you. You know, regardless of what happens with Lamb right now, I mean, you really needed that. And especially with, you know, when you made that trade happen, it looked like McCaffrey was going to be in good shape. And he may play, I guess. I don't know what the report is on it, but regardless if he does or doesn't, I mean,
he's out of
that handcuff there. Okay, yeah. I mean, then that in itself has already paid itself off, so.
Exactly.
We'll see. I mean, Lamb will probably get, you know, with Dalton coming back, he'll probably get his share targets, and it could work out well for JT, but I don't know. I think JT was anticipating Mike Davis to not be relevant. It looks like he, you know, who knows for how long, a couple more games could have maybe pushed him through.
Yeah,
out of the bottom feeders, but we'll see.
Yeah, I will say I was offering like a bigger trade to happen with Mike Davis included in that, and then he countered with Mike Davis for CeeDee Lamb, and like maybe a few days prior to that, I was like trying to still get the other trade to go through, and then he sent this, was like pretty much just like take this or I'm not gonna give anything else. And I was like, you know what? I'll take what I can get. And so Mike Davis, yeah, obviously Christian McCaffrey was hurt. And as of right now, keyword, as of right now, or phrase anyway, I'm in the playoff run. And so if McCaffrey does go down long term, I'll hopefully have Mike Davis to carry me through. But, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, CeeDee Lamb was kind of tough to give. I don't know how many of you guys texted me over the entire season when Dak was quarterback.
Yeah, mostly. I was going to say, Dak is quarterback, yeah, of course.
I was probably getting hit up at least 2 to 3 times a week, and I'm not joking about that. And yes, one of those were Mick each week. But kind of held tight, and then when Dak did go down, I was like, gosh. But you know, he's not my problem anymore. He's JT's, so I think he'll be pretty good. But just to move on, also by the time each of you guys are listening to this, so you guys would be listening to this probably Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon, you guys have less than 48 hours to make a trade. I know I'll speak for Dre and for myself because I feel like I can. We happily will welcome any trade. Minus Birdos and Victor's, because you guys offer, you guys just want the entire world with it, and a bag of chips. So hit us up, hit us Little Smokies up.
Take it
up real quick.
Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll look at the top 5 most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips.
All right, let's hear the top five most money spent on the waiver wire. First up, what's the fifth most money spent?
We are starting with old D-Raw, and he is still alive and active, ladies and gentlemen. He is still alive and active, and he dropped some money on old Mad Max Crosby. Dropped a fat 13 slappers on him and got that boy.
Yeah, I'm not against the pickup. I probably think he probably would have got him cheaper, to be honest.
Probably free.
Yeah, I was gonna say like one or two tops, but free he would probably be a good answer to that. Next up, Pat spends $15 on Jakeem Grant with the speedster for Miami, which has actually looked pretty good with Tua at the helm.
Yeah, I didn't see his actual gameplay. I was trying to look at the stats just to see. I don't know if he's getting like still doing like punt returns or kickoff returns.
He is
getting some more points that way too. But might work out as like a pretty good gadget play, especially since. Yeah, I mean, Miami's starting to look a little better in general. But and then we have old Cobe Squiz. You know he had to spend some big money on his high school crush, old Cole Beasley, take him out on a date. So he throws a fat $32 his way, and now he's got him. And, you know, not a bad pickup, to be honest. I honestly didn't even know he was on the waiver wire, or else I probably would have put in a freaking thing for him. Did you get him? Is he on the? He's on your team now?
He is on my team. $32.
JC dropped the unreliable. I had no idea.
He's on a bye this week, so that was the reason why he probably didn't show up on your main thing. But once I saw JC drop him, he dropped him right before the kickoff on Sunday, I believe, sometime, and for someone else.
In a PPR league?
Yep.
How did you get him for $32? How the hell did I not see that?
Well,
I'm pissed about this.
Under the radar, baby. Yeah, I'm hoping he'll be moving into my flex, into my slot.
Jeez.
And I'm not talking about my butthole. Anyways, moving on. Just kidding. I wish that would happen. Anyways, D continues to make it rain, spending $41 on Eagles legend Greg Ward, a.k.a. the former AAF player, former quarterback of the Houston, University of Houston, but now the slot receiver. Pretty solid. Definitely think he would have got him cheaper.
Yeah,
I probably would have spent $41 on Cole Beasley personally, but Greg Ward is a good slot receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I guess D's got money to throw around, which I was looking at the waivers.
Maybe he's just paying attention to Smiley's Instagram and seeing all the money Smiley's blowing.
He's just throwing it. Nope. Getting like,
where are you getting all this damn food?
Yes, sir. Speaking of D, we're still going with him, and he wanted to just straight ball out. So he busted out the rainy day fund and said, jingling, I'm about to drop this dough, and she said, don't do it. And he said, I'm dropping 195 on Salvin Ahmed, which I don't, you know, I put $111 down on that dude just because I was sitting on money and I'm like, I need to make something happen because I'm still worried about Joe Mixon's dumbass. Probably not going to play again this week for some reason. And so I was like, I think I saw Patrick had $109 left in his bank, and I was like, I wonder if Patrick's going to just try and spend everything because it's essentially the backup to Gaskin. And so I was like, I'm going to put $2 more in. No one's going to spend more than $111. And then D comes in, drops a fat $195 on him.
So, yeah, it's a lot of money for a running back that's supposed to only be playing for another week, maybe two.
Yeah.
But, hey, you kind of get out of this one. D better start him. I think he's gonna be a very good start this week. Probably moving forward as long as he's on the field. So,
yeah, and I think he needed the win, or needs the wins right now, you know. So
that's true. Like, he's still in the hunt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look up how much money he has left. After spending all that money, Fool still has more money than I have. He has $165, so he's up.
Still?
Yep.
Okay,
Yep.
shit.
I'm pretty positive he still had like 400 and change.
Yeah, he had a lot.
Yeah.
Might as well spend it, I guess.
Some cheapos. You know what? We'll Yeah, most money, of course, is Noah. Has 338.
Sure.
Keith has 331. You have 227. You're up
I know, I
there.
tried to drop 111 this week and it didn't work, so.
And then Luis has, of course, 268. And everybody else
Noah's
is.
about to see if he can transfer that over to his IRA,
Yeah.
so we'll see how
No,
that goes.
this money does not transfer to next year nor to real actual dollars. Just a heads up. Spend it on a dreidel or two. All right, come on.
Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch. Oh.
Ooh, that sounded like it hurt real nice. All right, first up, who do we got?
First up, we got old Drew Brees. Old man, poor guy, punctured his lung. So we'll see. We'll see how long that, he's out and sidelined for. But in the meantime, we got the old crab leg killer, old Intercepto McGee, slinging it for the Saints. So we will, we'll see how that, we'll see how that Michael Thomas trade pans out even more for JT. JC might have gotten a steal and a half there, so.
Yeah, I actually think it may help him out a little bit. I think Jameis can get the ball down the field a little bit more, and I'm assuming he's going to be feeding Michael Thomas just as what's his name? Bridgewater did last year. And so,
Yeah, as long as it's not the cornerback or the safety he's feeding.
that's going to happen no matter what. Let's be real. He is old Intercepto. But moving on, John Brown, man, this guy can't stay healthy. He left the game early with a ankle injury. Can't just stay healthy for Dip. I kind of feel bad for Dip at this point, but at the same time, we're all hoping he goes from first to last, but we'll see.
Ooh, see what he did there. He definitely, luckily he has a bye week this week, so it's not like he could have used him anyway, but we'll see how long that lasts. Old Smoke can't stay healthy for him. And speaking of Dip and bad backs, Chris Thompson injures his back and is tweaked out, so I don't think
I didn't
he'll be
even realize
participating.
you added that. That's hilarious. I'm sorry. That's my real reaction. That's so good. I like put my hand over my mouth. That was a good transition. Talking about Teddy B early, Teddy Bridgewater gets a knee injury. There is a chance for him to play this week. And I think the Panthers need him, let's be real. But they may be starting a AAF quarterback here shortly. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea who their backup is, but we'll see how that pans out. Hopefully he gets, for your sake at least, that'll open up stuff for old Mike Davis. But moving on, looks like Matt Stafford hurt his thumb as well, so we'll see if he plays for Keat or not. And if not, he's going to be relying on that old Wentz, so.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. Wentz can absolutely lose you a year. And it was PJ Walker is his name, by the way, for the backup
The
for
backup.
yep.
I
But
remember.
moving on, my quarterback threw a ugly ball to Nick Boyle, and Nick Boyle's leg went the other way.
Dude,
It was
that was
nasty.
nasty.
It was straight up nasty. Whenever the opposing player looks at your sideline and waves
Like,
the
start screaming,
coaches
"Come on,
in,
get your
you're
ass
just
out
like,
here!"
yeah, he gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done for the season. It was pretty gross, and yeah, he ain't gonna be back this year.
Yeah, I saw that and rewound it and was like, why am I watching this again? But anyway, outside of that, I think Devontae Adams, may not play this weekend either. So we'll kind of see how that goes and keep an eye on that. I think he wasn't practicing. We'll see where that ends up.
Yeah, he tweeted something out too that he may not play this week, which I don't know if he's helping out his fantasy managers, but we definitely appreciate him doing that. But yeah, we'll see. Well, he's up in the air. I have him in one of my other leagues, which I'm sure everyone cares about. But
we should also have a permanent update for just Joe Mixon at all times being on the injury report.
Yeah, let's keep it real. He's there. Christian McCaffrey's there. Austin Eckler's there. I have so many people hurt. Everyone, I feel like everyone's team has been hit except Luis's. What?
Must be nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about the power rankings of this week. I'll hit up the tippy top, a.k.a. the playoff picture. Dre will hit up the middle and everyone's favorite, the bottom feeders. All right, first up, if the playoffs started today, the first two byes would be Luis in first, D-Balls in second. Both of those guys looking hella nice. I jump up three spots somehow. To get third place, JC, even with winning two straight games, he gets he loses a spot and drops down to fourth. Noah stays at fifth, and Pat drops down to sixth place. What else we got?
Then we got old Keith coming in at seventh. Here at the middle feeders, we got Bert, eight. Victor, bastard, at nine. I still count him in the bottom feeders. Myself, and I'm just being nice, and I'm putting myself in the middle feeders pack here. And then we're going down to the bottom feeders. Starting out, looks like JT eked out, another W, so he's got two in a row now. And yes, he's bumped up to 11th. His team's starting to look a little bit alive there. D, lost again, unfortunately, and is going back down. I think he's got the lowest point total in the league. So he'll hope to kind of rebound out of that. And then we got old Michelob, and he has lost three in a row and kind of stays right, where he is. And then we got old Dipperoo, who... is all I got to say about that. It's going to be whopping very soon, I think. But, we'll see. He's going to try and make a move this week and see if he can get another win on his column.
Yeah, I do feel bad for Dip. He has a little less than 48 hours to make a trade to possibly get out of this situation. His team has... looked decent, but man, it has been looking pretty bad. Week one,
he does have 1,400 up against, which I think Mick does too. But
he has a lot of points against himself, don't get me wrong. But with that being said, like, his team hasn't showed up when it needs him the most, kind of thing. And he won the first week against JC, and then from week two on, just nine straight losses.
It's crazy seeing that L9 next to him. I was like looking at it like, is that for real? All right.
For real. Well, who got high point this week?
As far as high point is concerned, we got Squiz with a whopping 135 points. 25 buckaroos heading your way, Buster. It must be nice to get a little something.
Yeah, I mentioned it a week or two ago, maybe even last week, that JC was the only person in the top six that did not have any money. And everybody else had zero. And JC finally gets that first 25 buckaroos. And so everyone, the only people that have money in the first 10 weeks of the season are in first to sixth place right now. Super weird. It's a weird season so far. But low point of the week. Unfortunately, I've said his name before. D, you don't score even 100 points, 97 points, and taking that fat ass L. I'm sorry, bud.
Batman. Doing his thing. Poor guy.
Yep.
Well, let's go ahead and recap this year's total winners, because we know they love to hear their names.
Mm-hmm.
In the top six, we got Michelob with a fat, Zilcheroo, Squiz with 25 for his first week, JT with a zilch, Cobes with 50, yep. Luis with 75, Noah with 25, Bert with 0, Vic with 0, yours truly was 0, everybody else pretty much besides D-Balls, who has 50, and Pat, who's got 25.
Hey, let me at least do. So Keaton has 0, Tip has 0, D has 0, Trey, 0, dog.
Yeah,
Vic,
yeah.
Definitely 0. Bert, 0. JT, definitely 0. Loeb, we all knew this was going to be 0. But, yeah. Tough week, boys. On to the next.
You suck ass.
Let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor.
Your headshot showed you fit right in. In this town, it's vital to walk around with black and white 8x10s of yourself, looking like a catalog model or a softcore porn star. That's where I come in. My name is Lorenzo O'Houlihan. First, I take an old-fashioned photograph of you, and then I touch it up to get rid of your skin tags and the wrinkles from years of worry that you're useless and so is the personality you were born with. I help turn you into something Vinewood knows how to work with, a bland automaton with a personality of a dishcloth. I also offer casting couch training, so you'll know when and how to put out to get ahead. I also teach gaydar blocking, so the gay mafia will think you're one of them. I am Lorenzo O'Houlihan, dream maker. Contact me today.
This service is amazing. I can't tell you how much that it's really changed my life and turned my life around ever since I got an opportunity to utilize this service. And, you know, it's something I'm going to continue to use for the rest of my life.
All right, everyone's second favorite thing to talk about. Who you got, baby? All right, first up, we got Loeb versus Pat in the...
My Wife Supports Me Bowl. Yeah, in this one, you know, just trying to look at it, break it down. I think it'll be a close one. But I think ultimately it's going to go probably with Patrick just because Pat has these four guys on his team that show up every week and the rest of his team is trash. And I think it's like Brady, Devontae, Will Fuller, and Travis Kelce. And outside of that, if those guys, they just continue to show up and show up and show up. And I think that just... it's going to be a tough one. I know Mick has some good matchups. We'll see if Balazs can keep putting up, you know, decent points. And, you know, Herbert is against the Jets. But, yeah, I'm going to go Pat this one.
Okay. I'm going to go on the opposite end. I'm going to go Mick. You mentioned it. I think his matchups are damn solid. And I just can't pass that up. I think Herbert... going against the Jets, I think he puts a pretty good chunk of change up on the board, and I feel like Pat's matchup's pretty difficult. I think Tom Brady's going to struggle on Monday night against LA, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's a toss-up. I think it could go either way. But next up, we got Dip versus Noah in the...
The Meek versus the Mole.
Yeah, so my thoughts on this one is probably that Noah's going to come out with a win. Sorry, Dip. You're just having so many issues, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I wish Dip the best. His team has been depleted. He has guys on bye, and let's be real, it's, I don't even think those guys would even help him against Noah's team, especially with his matchups not looking so pretty. I'm going to go Noah as well on this one. I think Noah by 20.
Yeah, I think if Chris Carson like legitimately plays and has a decent game, then there's something to talk about there. But if that doesn't happen, then beat.
All right, so who do we got next? All right, we got D-Balls versus JT in the...
Who will go into debt first, D-Ball's spending or JT's vacations?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, D-Balls is clearly the, you know, the obvious choice here. Sorry, JT, but we all know that D-Ball's team has just been on fire. He just beat the number one scoring team in the league. And, you know, I think he looks to kind of continue down that path this week. And I think JT has, I know he's making some moves, and hopefully he can start to make, you know, some things happen. I know he has a couple of good matchups. If his wide receivers show up like they did last week, he may have something to talk about. But, yeah. D-Ball's team is just too much.
Yeah, as much as I want to pull an upset, I just don't see it happening. I think JT has some actually pretty solid matchups. It just kind of depends on how much his team actually puts up. He has very, very good matchups. If Big Ben is still calling, play calling, like he did last week where he was the player of the week, I think he can put a lot of points up against Jacksonville. Michael Thomas, we'll see how Jameis does with them, especially against Atlanta. They're somewhat turning around their defense. But D-Ball's team is too damn solid to pass up, so I got D-Ball's as well.
Yep. So next we got me versus Bert in...
The Recruiter versus the Recruit.
Yeah, so... I mean, I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Bert this week. Just say, Bert, go ahead and take that W. GG. I said it. You heard it here first, folks. But, yeah, I mean, I think Josh Jacobs and Miles Sanders could both put up a... I mean, if Josh Jacobs does anything like he did last week, I'm in trouble. But he is against Kansas City, so, you know, we'll see how that pans out. I think Bert will take it this week.
Yeah, I actually was looking at this matchups pretty close, and I will say you guys both have pretty decent matchups, minus your quarterback against Indy, and especially if Davante Adams is out. If Davante Adams is out, I'm going to go Bert on this one, but if Davante Adams is in, I'm going to go with Dre. And so as of right now, he's in. So, Dre, I got you in this one.
That'll work. Let's keep it moving here. Yeah.
Game five, we got D versus Vic in the...
The man that disappears and the one we wish would disappear.
So true, but sad.
So, yeah, if I can recall looking at this, D, I think his team is not looking too hot. I know he's got Ahmed. We'll see if he can do something for him to help him out, but I don't know if that's, David Johnson or Duke Johnson's in his lineup, you know, I guess I didn't realize he had Duke Johnson as well as a backup for David. So, yeah, I mean, not like a high scoring, high power running back combo he's got there. So, you know, if Zeke can do something, I know Minnesota's defense has been looking good. He's finally playing the right running back in Baltimore. I mean, there's not really a right one in Baltimore, to be honest, because they're split time so much. But, Kyler Murray, if he does what anything he did last week, that bastard, I think Vic's going to pull it out.
Yeah, I feel like this one's going to be a no-brainer for me. I got Vic in this one. I think he just has better matchups, especially by the time everyone's listening to this. So Thursday Night Football. If Kyler Murray has a game that we all expect him to have, I think the point over under is like 57.5 or something like that. And last time they played, I think it was like they scored 70 points against each other. So I expect a lot of points on the board. And Kyler Murray's been damn good. And the Seahawks give the second most points to quarterback. So pretty good. And let's be real, the Cowboys defense sucks, so I think Adam Thielen does really well. So we'll see. But yeah, Vic going with the double tight end, one in his flex and one in his tight end spot. We'll see how that works out, Cotton.
Yeah, he did that last week and it worked out for him somehow. Bastard. next, we got Keith versus Squiz in the
Tech Support Showdown.
So, yeah, I was kind of leaning towards Keaton on this one initially, just because JC doesn't have a quarterback really, but Baker at Philly's trash. We all know that. We saw it many times and did them last week. So
yeah, true.
I don't know if I'm the biggest fan of the double running back start for Arizona, but both of those running backs actually had a decent game last week, so it could actually play out in his favor. We all know D-Hop's going to be a monster. Keenan Allen will go toe-to-toe with D-Hop against the Jets, so they'll both put up big points there, but, you know, I don't know if Stafford's going to play to the best of his abilities with injury, so I'm going to go JC.
Yeah, you and I talked about this game, and we both fought on who we thought were going to win. Yeah, I think the Drake Edmonds, I think they're one of the two backfields you can actually trust starting two players on the same team, them and the Browns. And so, actually, yeah, I'm leaning more towards JC as well. I think JC wins by single digits. All right, last but not least, we got Luis versus Cobes in the
Revenge of the Pasties.
What the
Yeah, I mean, Wange and Cobes is going to be a high-scoring matchup, and I think now that Luis got his first loss, we don't know. I don't think anybody wants to see Cody win the overall trophy again, so we want to push him down and get him as far out as possible. So we're gonna go Luis this week.
The hell, man! I thought we were friends. We were having fun the entire time.
He's not wrong.
Well, I can edit anything I want now. So I'm just kidding. I never choose myself, nor do I think I'm actually gonna win. Yeah, I got Luis in this one. I think Luis's team looks damn solid. I saw an article on Twitter earlier today that was showing the top five running backs, and looking at them, Luis had three of them, which is kind of depressing. Dalvin Cook, James Robinson, and Aaron Jones all in the top five running backs, which is pretty depressing. Not for fantasy stats, but for overall, for the certain fantasy supposedly guru, but I mean, if a fantasy guru that gets paid to do this for a living says three of the top five are pretty good, they're all on one team.
Yeah, and then you got one of the top five receivers, and then you got arguably top three quarterback. Like,
this team's pretty damn good, hella good. But we'll see how it turns out.
Anything can happen in playoffs. We always say it.
Yes, sir. All right, Vic, I appreciate you and all the work that you do. Congrats on the new house. Thanks for my mail. All right, get the hell out of here. All right, first let me open this envelope. All right, it says, whose fantasy team is absolutely dog shit as of right now, in your opinion?
You gotta go with the WAP daddy right now. And the guy that's lost nine straight. That's old Dipperoo himself.
Yeah, I think Dip's team is pretty trash. I really wanted to say Mick's team. Just Loeb has straight up changed his team so much with the, I believe, 7 or 8 trades he's made this season. Man, I fully expect him to make a trade or 6 in the next 48 hours. But I'm going to go with Dip as well. Dip's team looks pretty depleted and just it's injured and just doesn't look like a team that is worth, I guess, moving forward with.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we got what's worse to listen to? Sorry. Loeb's baby ass Twitch stream or Pat's hard on for cryptocurrency?
Oh, that's good.
Phenomenal question, by the way.
That's a hard one. After seeing that video of Mick today, labored breathing and dancing around on his Twitch stream,
offbeat.
I don't know if you saw that or not.
Oh, unfortunately.
Yeah, that kind of put it over the top a little bit, but. You know, you can kind of just, skim over Pat's cryptocurrency hard on when he's getting into it. So I don't know. They're about even. I'd say Michelob's labored breathing is somewhat entertaining, though. So.
I don't know about entertaining. I'd say cringeworthy, but I think Dip said that in the group me today, and I was like, man, that's the first reaction I thought. I love Mick to death, but the man is very, how do I say this, Caucasian and has zero rhythm. And you were completely off tune / the lyrics. You were singing them after they've already been sung.
That was on accident.
Oh, I'm pretty positive that was on purpose. Either way, it did not look good either way. So I'm going to go with Loeb's baby ass Twitch stream. All right, next question. This one comes in. An actual football question says, who will win the NFC and AFC, and then who will win the Super Bowl? So, first answer, who will win the NFC and AFC?
I mean, right now, for the NFC, I think the Packers look pretty good, to be honest. I just don't know about their defense now that'll hold up, but I'd probably lean in towards the Packers or possibly the Saints. I mean, the Saints look good too, but if Breeze is going to be out for several games, that could affect them getting where they need to be. Seattle's still in the play. I'm going to go right today. If I had to pick, I'd probably say the Packers.
Okay.
For the NFC. And then for the AFC, I'm going to go with the Chiefs pretty easily, I think. Chiefs. The Steelers are there. I got to go with Mahomes again.
Okay. You have the Patrick Mahomes Chiefs versus the Aaron Rodgers Packers. Who do you got winning it?
I'd probably go Chiefs again, pulling out.
That's what she said. Wait, what?
Back to backer.
Yeah. For the AFC, I also have the Kansas City Chiefs. I think Patrick Mahomes' arm just can win it by himself. I know they had a upset against, I want to say it was Tennessee, but I might be wrong. Actually, no, they lost against the Raiders. Which was weird, which I believe they're playing them this week, so we'll see. But, yeah, I got the Chiefs in the AFC and the NFC. I'm going to go... I just want this team to actually make it. I don't think they're going to do it, but I would really enjoy seeing them. I'm going to go with the... Ready for this?
Buccaneers?
The Cardinals.
No.
I want to see Kyler Murray in the Super Bowl. I don't think they would win it whatsoever, so I don't think I personally don't think the Packers are going to be strong enough. I think their defense is pretty weak, and Aaron Rodgers, when he's cold, he's cold. But when he's hot, he's hot. So he got to, he's not going to always be hot. And the past few games, he hasn't looked the greatest, with barely beating the Jags this past week. And I don't know. I think Kyler Murray can make things happen. If it's not, I know the Cardinals is definitely kind of a reach. But my gut originally wanted to say that it's going to be Seattle against the Chiefs. And then Super Bowl wise, I'm going to go Chiefs as winning it all. Is my choice. But to
That works.
continue this, all right, this is a great question. Made me think. I know you and I mentioned or started talking about this at the very beginning, before we even started this. It says the game is on the line. What quarterback would you trust most to win you the game? Any quarterback in history. Go.
You made some good points after I made my decision, but I'm gonna, if I'm looking at prime, I'd probably say Brady. That was my thought, just as far as clutch, and obviously the old choker comeback that they hit, and him just being GOAT status as of now. You did have a good argument for that, though.
I think Tom Brady absolutely was one of the first people I thought about too. All these players I'm about to talk about, I came up with three that I'd probably put money on to win a game. And it would be, and not in any order, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and I'm gonna go Patrick Mahomes. I think Patrick Mahomes was the first one that actually came to my mind. I just think he has an arm that you don't see, and he's just hella accurate and can chunk it 70 yards down the field. And something that he kind of just—he has a little bit of running ability, kind of like Rodgers does. But there's his arm is unreal, and for what he's been doing, and this is. I want to say what his third. This is his fourth year in the NFL, and he didn't even play his first year. So, I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and he's just getting started.
Yep, solid pick.
All right, next question. Great question. Who is the best dancer in the group?
But we just got done talking about Loeb's sweet ass moves.
These are true.
So VR did not pick him. But I do know somebody that won the 5th grade talent show
Oh, snap.
break dancing, and I mean, he's on the XF Fantasy Football podcast right now.
Gosh, I didn't think you would say that about me. Oh,
So,
wait.
Cody Delmar. I don't fucking know.
I forgot about that play. Or that talent show. So good.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll go with Luis.
I was gonna say dip, but I guess that works. If I'm being completely honest, I think the best dancer, if I had to like put money on someone to have the best rhythm slash would win, and that probably has no shame of dancing, I'd probably go with I'm gonna go with D or JT, and not because they're black. I just think both of them have actual, like, I've seen both of them dance, and you're like, okay, you actually look pretty cool dancing, rather than, yikes, what the hell is that? He's not smiley at a wedding, and you're just like, but you know what? You go for it, bud.
Doing the sea walk.
Dude, yes. I will say, smiley. Just at any wedding or anything would just go for it. And so he was a lot more ballsy than any of us. And seems like it's working out for him now.
Yep, it'll work.
Yes, sir. All right, this one was an interesting question. So it has three choices, but the question is worst hair situation. And the options are Dip, Burt, or JC.
I don't know why Burt's on there. It's a little weird, but...
No idea. Maybe to make the other two feel better.
You gotta go with J Squiz. I'm sorry, Squiz. But we give Dip his shit for his balding and his gray, and you're getting a little nice little patchy back there, back in the back, so I'll go with old Squiz for now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Bert, I don't know why Bert was even in this question. He probably asked it just to see how we think about his hair. Your hair's trash,
he's
bro.
Buzzed? I don't know.
I have no idea. Your hair's trash, though. Go in the CC's bathroom and check it out. Anyways. He did that so much. But, yeah, I'm going to go with JC on this one, too. I'm sure he's going to be probably hurt from this. So I apologize, Squiz. Dip is probably jumping up and down because he's not taking another L this week in the hair situation. But yeah, just that bald spot and the hair thinning, man. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. But last question. It says, who is better at basketball, Cody or Victor?
Sir. I honestly never watched either one of these goobers play.
It's not like
basketball.
We played much, so.
I mean, I know you guys were on the basketball team or whatever, but I think y'all rode the bench probably.
We did.
Vic did beat you in a running competition, so I guess you have a little bit of athleticism to him on that front. That's all I have to base it off of. So, and the fact that you're completely white. And
pretty accurate.
So that's sorry, Cobes. I gotta lean the other way.
Okay, what if I told you I have like 4 or 5 inches on him, and she did not say that to you, little Smokey. sorry. And one of us, I won't say who, was cut from, I believe, the sophomore basketball team, and it wasn't me. And then cried.
Oh no.
Awkward. I do have a quick fun story for everyone. And I apologize, but I forgot this question was even in here. But just fun story wise, freshman year of basketball, we're playing on B team because both Victor and I suck at this point. Our team
is Michelob.
What?
I thought this was the Michelob story. Never mind.
No, this one's pretty hilarious. But our team is down by 1 point, and we're playing in the Echo Gym. I remember this so well, and we're down 1 point. There's I think like seven or like maybe 5 seconds left, and Victor's point guard. Victor gets the ball in the inbound, and he drives all the way, and I'm at the block right under the goal, and my guy comes off me and comes to Victor, and Victor wanted to be the hero.
I don't doubt that in the least bit.
And I'm talking about this guy blocked Victor's shot so bad that it went to half court, and I'm not exaggerating. And all he had to do was pass it to me, and I had like literally a wide open layup. But Victor wanted to be the hero, and I still remember this to the day. We get in the locker room, and obviously it's really quiet because we had just lost a 1 point game, and Victor, both some stuff is coming out of his eyeballs, and he's leaning. He is crying against the locker, and the A team point guard comes in. Alvin Blackman comes into the locker room, and says, "Hey guys, it's all right. We know who lost this game for you," and starts pointing towards Victor. And I've never laughed so hard in my life. I felt so bad, but also was like, "Yep," because I was like hella bitter in the moment. And but to answer, yeah, probably Victor. All right, Dre, I got to say it, bro. You did a damn good job on this pod, bro. You were definitely well-prepared, added some great texture to it, and I appreciate you staying up pretty late and making this thing happen.
Absolutely, bro. Thank you so much for having me. I wouldn't say I was so well-prepared. You set us up every week to come in and make it easy on us, so you're the one that did all the work, and the pleasure's all mine, and look forward to being back again the next time and, you know, just making the podcast better and better. And I know you're getting some ideas and you're talking to me about things that you're, you know, eventually looking to do to make it better. And I know we're all looking forward to it. So we all, from all of us at XF, we thank you, Bubba.
Appreciate it, Bubba. All right, boys, as always, tune in, log in, and we'll see you next week. Later. Oh!